Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today we are celebrating the Word of God Sunday. And today's gospel reading, the first reading is speaking about the Word of God. And you know, when we read something about the life of Saint Jerome, in his life history, Saint Jerome says, ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. So which means, if you do not read, if you do not know the Holy Bible, you will never come to know about Jesus Christ. So let me ask this question. So do we know our Bible? Do we read every day? Some do, maybe some not. So I'll be asking a couple of the questions. Okay, so let me see how you really read the Holy Bible. So my first question is, how many books are there in the Holy Bible? How many Bibles are there? How many books? Any clue? So in the Old Testament, there are 46. And in the New Testament, we have 27. So totally, 73 books are there. All right? But there is a difference between the King James Bible and the Catholic Bible. So Catholic Bible has got seven more books, but whereas the King James Bible doesn't have that seven books. So do you know what are those books which they don't have, which we have? The Book of Wisdom, Tobit, Judith, Baruch, Sirach, 1st and 2nd Maccabees. So these are the seven books only in the Catholic Bible we find. So they have got 66 books. We have 73 books. Is it clear? So something about King James Bible and Catholic Bible. Let me ask you a little more deeper question. How many chapters are there in the Bible? How many chapters? Any clue? Any guess? So 1,335 chapters are there in the whole Bible, which is Old Testament and the New Testament. 1,335. In the Old Testament, we have 1,074. In the New Testament, we have 261. So totally, 1,335 chapters. If you go a little more deeper, how many verses are there? You know, each chapter has got 10 verses, 20 verses, 50 verses. So how many, the whole Bible contains of how many verses? If you don't know, I will tell you, okay? So 35,527 verses are there. In the Old Testament, we come across 27,570. In the New Testament, we come across 7,957. So totally, so 35,527. So let me tell you something. Who translated the Bible from Greek, Hebrew to Latin? Any idea? It's again Saint Jerome, you know. Saint Jerome is the one who translated the Bible, Greek, Hebrew to Latin. He's the first one who translated. From Latin, who translated the Bible to English? So his name is called John Wycliffe. So he's the guy who translated the Bible from Latin to English. That is the reason, thank God, we have the English Bible where we can able to read and understand. So he really worked hard to translate from the Latin to English and make sure that we have Holy Bible to read every day. When we read the Gospel of Matthew 24:35, Jesus says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So that is the reason every day we have to read the Bible to know the love of God, to know the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, we have to read every day again and again. When we read the Bible again and again, it becomes like a honey. It's too sweet. But when you don't read every day, what happens? You find very difficult to understand, and you will find very difficult to read. But if you read every day, you find more easy, and it becomes so sweet to understand better. And I want to share with you a couple of things. The first one, are there any people who listened to the word of God and acted upon it in the Bible? Are there any people who listened to the word of God and acted upon it? We have a couple of them, like Abraham. Abraham truly listened to the word of God, am I right? He listened, obeyed, and followed God. And I will give you a couple of the examples. The first one which I really like, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, 37 and 38. Mother Mary. When the angel Gabriel came to Mother Mary, after listening to angel Gabriel, and Mother Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Mother Mary listened, obeyed, and ready to fulfill the will of God. Our second one I would share with you, the Gospel of Luke 19:5. The short guy, Zacchaeus, was sitting on the sycamore tree. And Jesus said, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down." He listened, came down quickly, and took Jesus Christ to his house. So Zacchaeus, he really listened to the word of God, what Jesus spoke. "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down." It's not only the human beings. I will tell you something secret from the Bible. Even the people who are dead, and the sea and the wind, and even the evil spirit listened to God and obeyed. The first one, when we read the Gospel of John, chapter 11, 43, Lazarus was dead and he was buried in the tomb for 4 days. Jesus was standing at the tomb and said, "Lazarus, come out." Even the dead man who was sleeping there for 4 days, even the dead could able to recognize the word of God, which is holy, which can save. The dead man listened and came back to the life. When we read the Gospel of Luke 4, 25 and 35. So the sea and the wind. Jesus said to the sea and the wind, "Calm down. Be quiet." And the sea and the wind obeyed the words of Jesus Christ. When we read the Gospel of Mark 8:35, we come across the evil spirit who was possessed by a man. And God was telling to the evil spirit, "Come out of him. Be quiet." And even the evil spirit listened and obeyed the God's commandment. So dear brothers and sisters, do we really listen to the word of God? Do we really obey what God says to you and to me every day? God tells you, do this one and don't do this. And go this way and don't go that way. And these are the people who really believed and listened and obeyed the God's word. Dear brothers and sisters, when we read the Gospel of Matthew 7:24, it says, the people who listen to the word of God and act on it, so these are the people who build their house on the rocky ground. If you listen and obey the God's word, you will put the foundation in the name of Jesus Christ. Nothing will happen to you. But when you don't listen and obey the God's word, you will be lost. I will be lost. The evil spirit is ever ready to destroy your life and my life. And the second category of the people, are there any people who did not listen to the word of God in the Bible? Of course, there are many. You know, think about Adam and Eve. God told them not to eat the fruit. What did they do? They ignored, neglected the word which is spoken by God. And they behaved and they showed the disobedience to God. And think about during the time of the people of Noah. God told them several times, repent, come out of your immoral behavior. But nobody listened to him. And finally, God destroyed everyone other than the family of Noah. And think about the people of Sodom and Gomorrah again. They did not listen. They did not believe. They did not obey the God's word. So I'm telling you again, do we really listen to the word of God? Let me tell you something about myself. So when I became the deacon, when I was about to become a deacon, so bishop was sitting there, I was kneeling before bishop, and bishop gave me the book of the gospel and said, believe what you read and practice what you believe and preach what you practice. So these are the three words what bishop told me, you know, believe what you read and practice what you believe and preach what you practice. So today this is what the word of God is reminding all of us. We need to read and believe and obey and practice the word of God every day. And the third one I want to share, the word of God also brings a blessing and condemnation. The people who listen the word of God and obey, they will give, God will bless them and you will receive many more blessings. But when you don't listen the word of God, God brings the condemnations. And the last one I want to share. If you have a God, any problems, you know, where you can find the solution for your problems, for your difficulties, where you can find. I can give you the guarantee. When you read the Holy Bible with faith, with love, you can truly find the solution for every problem what you have. I will give you one example. So this is something happened, you know. So how many of you know the doctor James Young Simpson? Dr. James Young Simpson. So he lived between in the year 1811, 1870, so in the 18th century. Anybody knows? Okay, if you don't know, so this is the doctor who invented anesthesia. You know, so before you have the surgery, so they give you some kind of shot. Am I right? So do you know what inspired him to invent this particular medicine? He was reading the Bible, the book of Genesis chapter 2, 21 through 23. The first surgery was done by God himself. You know that? The first surgery. So when God wanted to create Eve, God made Adam to go to deep sleep. Am I right? And what happened? So when he is in a deep sleep, he removed one of the rib from the Adam and made Eve. So the particular word called deep sleep, when he was reading this particular incident, so that inspired Dr. James Young Simpson. So let me put the man to sleep. So to put the sleep, I need to make a medicine. I need to come up. So finally he made the chloroform anesthesia. And right now we have, before you go to the surgery, so they put you to sleep. So you will not know the pain, the suffering, the sickness, what you are going through. You will come to know only after the surgery. So this is what happened to you. So dear brothers and sisters, so I will not talk too much. Let's read the Holy Bible. Let's make sure there is a Bible in our house. And whenever you have the time, please read and try to understand. Try to practice what you read. Try to believe what you read. And definitely, the Word of God can save all the humanity. Amen.